in Wilmington. Was that any good? First time in the history of the PGA Tour that an event has come here to Wilmington, and I think unquestionably it was worth the wait.
The trophy ceremony at the 18th green Sunday punctuated the whirlwind week at the biggest sporting event in upstate history. Visitors like Allison Cohen from the Baltimore area and her bestie Lori Connolly spent oodles of cash on lodging and dining in downtown Wilmo.
We've definitely made the most of our experience here. We've explored a lot of the different restaurants while we've been here, stayed at Hotel DuPont, which is really cool because it's so historic. I think we're probably 5 pounds at least heavier going home.
Would they return when there's not a Major League event going on?
I would definitely come back for another weekend and try maybe a few more of the restaurants that we've heard are good. It's nice and close to us.
That's exactly what officials like Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer want to hear.
Now they know Delaware, it puts us on the map. This is, for us, I think in some ways for tourism, as big, maybe even bigger than Joe becoming a president.
By Joe, he means Joe Biden, Delaware's hometown commander-in-chief. Gerard Gray of Elkton, Maryland was at the course Sunday and watch the rest on TV. He hopes the BMW tourney is the catalyst for more scenes like this in Delaware's future. Earl Cooper is a native Wilmingtonian who once was a golf pro at the club.
I think it's been fantastic for Wilmington. I love how the golf course has held up. The crowds have been great. I think it's done a lot for the city economically, done a lot for the area.
The nearby DuPont Country Club did have women's pro golfing events for nearly two decades until 2004. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.